Tom Brady joins us on the phone lines. You know, it's been 7.5 months since we've talked on the radio, Tom. You missed us terribly, didn't you?
I really did. I really did. I mean, imagine that.
Hey, Tom, what should we be more worried about, the Patriots' 0-3 preseason mark thus far or your foot injury?
Well, what should you be more worried about? I don't think anybody's pleased with the way we played, obviously, and especially Coach Belichick. So it's been a challenge, and we haven't been around Coach too often when we lost two in a row. We haven't done that in a while. And to lose three in a row, he's not very excited about that. So it's been challenging to go down there, and with the feelings in the locker room when you lose, to motivate yourself to get back to work and have confidence that we're doing the things that we need to do. And mm-hmm. I think everybody is definitely disappointed, but at the same time we realize we're all trying to make improvements. Oh. And these games don't count. And the idea is to be ready for when the season kicks off. And it doesn't matter. You go 4-0, it doesn't matter. You go 0-4, it doesn't matter. Now, it doesn't mean it's not important. It just means you got to find ways to win the games, no matter when you're playing them. And I know all the guys who have played in those games wish they could have found ways to win those, especially the quarterbacks. So we're all trying to make improvements. And that's what the preseason's for. It's to figure out what kind of team you got. And I'm glad they don't count. And I think everybody's always excited when the regular season comes. And because you got your team out there. You got the New England Patriots that the 53 guys who have earned the right to be on the team.
Tom, do you think you can be ready for the Chiefs game if you don't take any snaps Thursday night against the Giants, if you take no snaps in the preseason?
Yeah, I sure do. I mean, I've been playing a lot of football, so whether you play or you don't play, I'd be ready no matter what. So it's up to Coach. I was hoping I could play last week, and Coach made the decision not to have me play. So we'll see what the plan is for this week. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm hoping I'm always out there, and if I don't play, I'll be ready for Kansas City. So I'll be very anxious and excited to have some other questions to answer other than whether I'll be playing or not.
When will you? When will Coach decide whether you play Thursday or not, Tom?
He usually doesn't tell us until a day or 2 days before. So he's it's part of the way he coaches. I don't think he sets expectations for guys. I think he says prepare and expect to play. And if however long you play, you play. If you don't play, you don't play. So. I think all of us are preparing to play and to play for a long time. And if he decides differently, then he does. At least we're prepared for that.
Well, doesn't he ask you, how's your foot? How do you feel?
Sure. Yeah, he does.
What will you say this week when he asks you that?
The same thing I said last week. Great. I'm feeling great. I'd love to play. But I think I've said that for 8 years. So I don't think I have much credibility with them whenever he asks me.
You know, Tom, the beauty of the NFL is, from top to bottom, the NFL pretty much controls everything. I mean, they have everything figured out. They have it all patterned. They have it all in a nice little package for presentation, better than
kind
any
like
league.
Kind of like China in the Olympics.
Exactly. Very much like China in the Olympics. But the one thing that they can control, and I understand the cliche that we have to say is it's part of the game, are these injuries to star players that can devastate a team or at least a defense? Sean Merriman, O.C. Umanura. Do you look at that aspect of what it is you do for a living and look at the vagaries of how just something so weird and freaky can happen and really devastate a team and think that just isn't the way this league ought to be structured?
Yeah, that's, when you have a salary cap as well, and you lose one of your guys who's a really high-paid guy, and now you're playing with, I don't know, whatever OC makes or whatever Sean Merriman makes, but you lose one of those guys, and now you're playing with $8 or $9 million less from a salary cap. You lose two of those guys, and now you're much more. So huge part of this game is injuries and how healthy your team is, because you can't – I don't think any team lose two or three of their best players and expect to compete every single week. It's just too season when these injuries come up, it's hard for teams to rebound from that. You eventually do, and I think the one good part about that is other guys get opportunities, and then when those players who have been established come back, you have more depth and you have more confidence in the guy who would never had a chance to play had the star player not get hurt. That's kind of the short answer.
Well, I wish I would have had about 50.
Do you feel like does the exhibition season, clearly it doesn't seem to matter to you now. Did it used to, Tom, when you were 26, 27, did you look at the exhibition season, the preseason, as a meaningful time to get your game in order?
Yeah, and I think you used it as a way to gain confidence for the season, and I think for our coaches it's a way to see the trends. The coach always says kind of the way you start the season is probably the way that things are going to end up. You think things that are a problem in August, they usually end up being a problem in December. And he's very hard on us to not accept the mistakes in August or early September, because you got to get those things corrected. It's not like all of a sudden you just take 2 weeks off and you come back and everything's figured out. No, you got to work at those things to improve. So, and if you can't throw the ball in August, why do you think you can throw the ball in December? And that goes for a lot of things, on our team. So we're trying to make those improvements. It's not that you can't improve on them. It's just you've got to have an awareness of what you're not doing well so you can make the improvements. You just can't assume that just when the regular season starts, everything's going to be figured out. And I know this team is, we've had a lot of comparisons to last year's team, and last year's team was an incredible team, but this year's team, I think, it's a very different style of team, and we're going to find different ways. We don't have depth at certain positions that we've had last year, and at other positions we have more depth. So things that might have been a strength last year maybe aren't going to be the same strength, and things that were weaknesses last year probably won't be the same weaknesses, but that's just the way the football season is, and the idea is to score one more point than the other team. So as long as we all keep that in mind, I think, moving forward, we just got to go out there and play with a lot of confidence and hope that we can score one more point.
Tom, depth aside, can you be specific what you mean when you say this is going to be a much different styled football team? Can you put that into something we can grasp here?
Yeah, I think we've lost some players from last season and replaced them with some younger players. I don't want to give anybody any strategy things that we're trying to figure out, but we've learned a lot from last year, and things that we were doing last year, we're not doing some of those things this year. Things that we've got to evolve, we've got to move, there's things down the stretch that we really learned about ourselves that we don't want to continue to do. So we've got to find different ways to move the ball offensively without going back to, rely on the things that worked last year, because the things that worked last year, people have had 5 months or 6 months to figure out. Mm-hmm. So we're always trying to evolve. And I think that's one great strength of our team is that our coaches always, especially Coach Belichick, Josh, they work very hard for us to self-evaluate ourselves and to say, okay, well, these are the things that worked. They're still going to be a part of the offense, but we're also going to try to complement that with some other things that we've learned from other places that we've watched. So it's not going to be what you saw last year, and it never is. But we recognize that now. We're not always trying to make comparisons to last year.
Tom, personally for you, did this offseason represent a sea change in your approach? Maybe that includes an understanding of what it does and doesn't take to efficiently prepare yourself for the season?
Yeah, I think, John, I think there's things that happen in your life and you have priorities. And, football is a huge priority in my life, and there's not much that gets in the way of that. It's, everybody in my life will tell you. But there's other things that I need to take care of, too. So it just didn't allow me to be back here as much as I would have liked. But I still knew that I would work hard to be in the best shape I could be in. And I felt really good about that. And I wish it could have shown more in the preseason, but you know, it's going to have to wait. Hopefully Thursday night. If not, then we'll see what happens when we play KC.
Hey, Tom, what if you had won the Super Bowl? What if you completed that perfect season, 19-0? Would this team, as a team, I mean, not just as an individual, would this team be as motivated, as hungry? Would you feel the same way about this team as it heads into the regular season as you do now?
Yeah, the thing about that last game, Jared, is we could control the effort, the attitude of preparation that we put into that game. And the disappointing thing is we celebrated that kind of last season. Coach and Mr. Kraft and Jonathan gave us our the rings, the AFC Championship rings. They're beautiful rings, and we had a banner that we all signed. It's a 16-0, perfect regular season. It was really cool because when you think about last year, we all think of it with disappointment. Obviously, but when I reflect on all of last season, it's there's a lot of sacrifices that were made. You know, there's a lot of sacrifices in all of it. We should be proud of what we accomplished, and it wasn't all bad. There was one game that we didn't play up to our best. There was a few games we didn't play up to our best, but the one that counted most, we didn't. And that's part of life too. You know, so you accept it and you move forward and you try to do better. And I think it was a great year for us, and I'm glad we had the opportunity to learn from last year and move on and realize as a team that when the stakes are the highest, we got to play our best. And we did that for a long time last year. We did that for 18 games last year. And like I said, a lot of guys grew up really quickly, a lot of young players, and now those guys are going to be growing into roles on our team where they play a much bigger role now that guys like Asante Samuel left or Junior. So hopefully it creates more depth for us, more understanding, and hopefully we can use that to our advantage this season.
Tom, do you have any theories as to why recent history indicates that teams who lose in the Super Bowl fade the following year? Any psychological or physical or combination reasons?
I think us learning a few lessons a few years ago was when you win the Super Bowl, a lot of things happen. And when you have free agents, those free agents become much more attractive to the other teams. And those coaches become much more attractive to the other teams. And it's a long season, and I think sometimes if you lose, maybe the difference between winning the Super Bowl and not winning the Super Bowl last year was maybe one or two plays. Mm-hmm. And you can look as a Super Bowl champ, and we were in this situation. You know, if you lose those one or two plays, that 99%, you know, if you lose that last 1%, you don't win the game. So it's not complacency. It's just that you just don't know. You think that it's going to be the same. I think that's a good way to. You naturally think, oh, we're just going to go out there and it's going to be the same because you have a lot of confidence. So the whole off season, you have confidence all off season, and then you realize, oh no, we're behind. I know that happened for us. Like in 2002, it was like, oh man, we're behind. We thought we were ahead. We thought we could just put the same team out there and everything was going to be the same, but that's just not the way it works.
Hey, did you ever think Brett Favre was actually retired? Did you think
I didn't.
No.
I didn't. I watched him and I on his press conference when he retired. I said, there's no way he's retiring. So he's a kid. You're not going to go play golf for the next 40 years. You're going to – you love playing the game. And for somebody who I know loves the game as much as he does, if you still feel like you can do it, you're going to go out there and do it.
So what was your reaction when you found out he was coming to your division? Did you say, oh, cool, that I get to play against Favre? Or did you say, Favre's in the division. We got to see him twice a year. That's trouble.
Yeah, I think probably the first he'll help any team that he comes to. So he's one of the best quarterbacks to ever play. So when he went to the Jets, I thought it would be challenging. I mean, he's watching a couple preseason games that he's played, he's playing really well. And that doesn't surprise me because he's an incredible player. So I'm excited to have him in the division. I mean, we've only played against him twice in my career. So playing against him twice in the season should be a lot of fun. And he brings a lot of energy, a lot of leadership. And the Jets have made a lot of improvements, and they made a lot of changes. And now they're going to be our division. It's going to be a tough division. Miami, I watched them the other night. They're much improved. So a lot of teams that have made improvements this year, especially in our division.
You watch exhibition football games? You actually do? You sit down and watch them? Boy, you do.
The NFL Network. The NFL Network has them on replay. So.
I tried watching last night the Colts and Bills in Lucas Oil Field, yeah. But it was just boring, man. It was dull.
Yeah. Well, I'm watching more to study it, so.
Oh.
I'm not watching as kind of a fan.
Hey, Tom, you said that Bill Belichick is not a pleasant person after a two-game losing streak. Now you're looking at three. Suffice to say, you expect a little screaming today or tomorrow?
Yeah, we heard that on Saturday pretty good.
Yeah.
And, he screams at us when we win. So when he loses, I think he's just very frustrated that what he sees on the practice field isn't what translates onto the game field all the time. So he goes over things in the meetings. He goes over things on the practice field. And then when it's time to go out there and perform, you know, and he always says we only perform one day a week. So. You got to get it right when you get out there that one time. That when you don't do it the way you're coached, then it's hard for him to take that. So he expects a lot more of us than what we've been showing, and so does our team. And I hope this is the week that we get it turned around.
All right, scale 1 to 10. How's the foot? What would you rank it?
I'm feeling very good. I'm feeling very good. I'm hoping that, like I said, I was wishing I could play last week, and it didn't happen. And it'll be the same thing this week. I'm hoping I'm out there, and if I'm not, I'm not. That I'm trying to get better as fast as I can, and in the ways I know how, it's been making improvement. There's no doubt about it.
Jerry, have you seen the truck, the International CXX truck that's for sale? Tom, how much you want for the truck?
Which one?
Aren't you selling this big international truck that you...
Oh, yeah, that doesn't look like a Tom Brady kind of vehicle.
Yeah,
it's like it's like a monster truck.
No, what am I selling? I didn't know I'm selling anything.
Oh, you're not selling it?
We read it in the...
Can I have somebody look into this?
Yeah, it's online. It says you're selling it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No.
Is that not true? Yeah, it's in all the gossip
columns. I was going to make an offer.
That you were selling this big monster truck that's real high-end thing. Like,
yeah, tows like 40,000 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah, we saw it. We said that doesn't seem like a typical Tom Brady vehicle.
What are you towing with that, Tom? Why'd you buy that?
Buy the truck? I don't even know what the hell the truck looks like. So I gotta figure out what the hell's going on here.
All right.
Yeah, sorry.
We'll talk to you next week, Tom. Hopefully you'll have played a quarter or two. We can actually talk about your performance on the field.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
All right. Thanks, Tom. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye, guys.
Tom Brady with Dennis and Callahan.